From the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hi, Troy.
Well, how are you today?
Firstly, a message from a listener. I'll just whack through onto this.
Okay. Yeah.
Troy, thanks to Troy for introducing us to Corangabin last week.
Oh, a pleasure.
Yeah, there you go.
A pleasure. It was really good, wasn't it?
It was really good. What do you got this week for us?
Well, this week, we'll start with something new on the Daptone label.
Now, good label.
Good label.
Good label.
And what's different about this particular artist? Well, this particular artist comes from Essex in Britain.
Yeah.
I'm going to hand you this lovely record now.
Like the mixture of fonts on the cover straight away.
Yep.
Mono.
Of course, mono. It's the James Hunter 6. Now, James Hunter has been doing things for, a few decades at least. I think, remember that thing called Howling Wolf and the VJs? Remember that?
Yes, yeah.
He was the Howling Wolf in that group. Went on to do a lot of solo things, including stuff with the singer of Them. What's the singer of Them's name?
I have no idea. I'm just
Van
reading,
Morrison. Sorry.
I'm reading this the back, the blurb on the back while you're talking.
Okay, tell us what it says.
For those of you who are already hip to James Hunter's last LP, hold on. There's nothing new here. Just the same rhythms that make you shake.
Yeah.
The same poetry that made you swoon, and of course that same smoky voice that made you shiver. I suppose this record may not be a weekend fling after all, but rather a familiar lover, one whose every embrace you know and desire, one who every word, no matter how anxiously anticipated, seems to take you by surprise, one for whose familiar touch you yearn. And for those of you who missed the latter, give it a twist to this platter. Enjoy a twist with the Mad Hatter of R&B pitter patter, the man who makes lips kiss and teeth chatter, the one and only Mr. James Hunter.
Wow.
Need to do that in the Pete Sinclair, didn't you?
Yeah, you did.
For those of you who already helped James Hunter last LP, hold on, there's nothing more than you here. Well, that's for you. Pete Sinclair's good. It's so good at that. So this is, when was this originally done, this album?
This was recorded last year.
Ah! Vintage!
This was last year, recorded in California with Gabriel Roth from the Daptones, or from Dap King label, Bosco Man, as he's sometimes known. Second album he's recorded with the James Hunter 6. What kind of music is this, do you think? Is it R&B? Is it
song? Teeth-chattering, lip-smackering,
swirny-pittery-pattery. Yeah, it's all of those things.
Well, I mean, the Daptone label has got a certain...
aesthetic.
A certain emotional... turgidness to it, hasn't it?
It does. Yeah. It's what I like about the best things on Daptone. What I like about them is that
it's got a sexy swing to it. Daptone.
Oh yeah, it does. But I think what I like best is it's not like a facsimile just for the sake of, oh look, we can do something exactly like it could have been done in the 60s.
No, you're right there. Exactly. That's meaning the same thing, you know?
Yeah, I also actually...
Change it up.
I approve of the bottle green Harrington jacket he's wearing on the cover.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. Okay. I approve of that also. I don't approve of him smoking a cigarette, but that's his choice.
No, it's his choice, I guess, but...
As long as when you open up the record, it doesn't smell like a cigarette.
No, it doesn't. It smells like brand new
180 gram.
Yeah, vintage. But vintage. There's a particular Daptone smell, and I think it's these heavyweight sleeves that they do.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you reckon they scent the sleeves?
I think they might, or it could be the ink or something. But either way, like I said,
I remember once when I was selling records in the record stores, and Madonna had all of her greatest hits album, whatever album it was at the time, come out. And it was soaked in patchouli.
Was it the Immaculate Collection?
It may have been. Yes. And to this day, I still love patchouli, but I don't love that Immaculate Collection.
Oh, I like a few things on that one.
A few things. Yeah. Light is La Bonita. Is that you?
No, that's not me. What's me is Borderline.
Right, yeah.
And also, I quite like on that one, Justify My Love.
Yeah, the good video.
Don't remember the video, but remember the production, which was jacked from Public Enemy. I don't watch videos. What? Is there something? No. Am I in it or something?
My head going, bullshit.
I don't think any man, gentleman that age would have forgotten that video. Anyway, I bought the sex book. That's not good. The Madonna sex book. That's actually quite terrible.
That's that silver thing.
I don't think I bought it. I think I was given it.
No. Bullshit.
I don't know who you can buy it from. I can't remember who you buy it from at the time.
Should we get back to James?
I burned it. When I became Christian, I burned it. Didn't believe that either, did you?
No, I didn't, no. I just didn't want to swear again on the radio. Also, independent stores only, like us, Southbound, limited coloured vinyl.
Right on. Let's have a listen. Cool! Straight off the bat. Yes. Thank you. Come in.
An evil mind will always find work for idle hands.
Cool. voice.
But don't worry none, because a while you're gone, I ain't forgetting that I'm your man. I got eyes.
That mono's not too bad, is it?
Oh, it's great.
I got eyes for nobody but you. Now I've seen what the true love mean. I bought the line since then.
See, by doing the mono, they're sort of been a bit sort of steely on their tricks. It's not a modern trick, is it?
I got eyes for nobody.
But it's very effective.
I'll tell you about mono in a second.
Tell us now.
If you're thinking in a visual sense, stereo, you're looking at a linear spread of sounds, right?
Yeah.
So it's about width. With mono, you're thinking of depth.
Yep.
So mono, rather than being tricky, mono is like a recreation of a sounds, like a stage in front of you. Drums at the back, keys sort of a bit further up, vocals right at the front.
That's sometimes some of the most well-mixed live bands just don't work, from where, depending where you are in the room. You know what I'm saying? This is great. Is the whole album like this?
Whole album is like this. There's some a little faster, some a little slower, but you've got the same Sam Cooke vibe, swinging,
very
British
Sam Cooke,
sounding R&B,
yeah,
as well.
You chuck a bit of talcum powder on the floor for this one, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Smell that brute now.
Right on, a quick little song. It's over and out. James Hunter 6, I Got My Eyes. What else is on that record?
Well, the album is called Whatever It Takes. There is a title track on here. And there's one that I particularly enjoy the title of, which is Don't Let Pride Take You For A Ride.
Yeah!
It's good, isn't it? Also, there's another one called Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what about
I'm not a fan of Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of Mm-hmm, but I'm a big fan of Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's one called Blisters as well.
Actually, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
This is James Hunter 6. The six that are being talked about, they've been his backing band for quite a while. This group is really, really
Are they
together.
Different numbers? Is like the one of them number one and number two?
No, it's not The Prisoner. But there's Jonathan Lee is the drummer. That's the only name I actually know. But I'm sure Jason Wilson, Lee Bedow, Damien Hand and Andrew Kingslow are also quite well known in their realms.
Next up. That's up at the shop right now. What's next?
That's at the shop right now. Now, next, I'm going to show you a miniature version of the record, right? And the reason I'm doing this...
What miniature version of the...
The vinyl was delayed. So I'm bringing you in the exact facsimile compact disc so you can get a look at it anyway. This is when I say long-awaited, I mean long-awaited, the new album from Nils Fram.
Now, I don't know anything about Nils Fram.
Nils Fram... For about 12 years now, he's been, I guess he's kind of at the vanguard of what's known as neoclassical. By neoclassical, if you think of 20th century classical music as being about dissonance, neoclassical is more about assonance. And the title of this album, All Melody, will sort of clue you in. Now, over the years, he's done collaborative projects with, well, he did a great one with Olafur Arnalds called Trance Friends, that they made up on the trot over an evening, which is amazing. But his own projects, there's sometimes things are adapted for them. How they're adapted? Well, he did one called Felt, and he had just moved into an apartment where he wanted to be playing his piano late at night, didn't want to disturb the neighbours, so he put Felt under the hammers.
Yep.
So the compositions reflected the circumstances he was making them. Also, he did one called Screws. Now, with Screws, he'd busted his thumb. And for a piano player, breaking your thumb is no small thing.
No.
So he made an entire
album. Did that? Do you know how he did it?
No, I don't know. But I
hard thing to do.
He seems a very sensible man, though. Like, as a German man,
sometimes the most sensible and European people can just do really dumb things and like trip over, or you know.
Yeah, you're right.
You know. Just, maybe he was catching a child falling off a ladder.
Possibly. Or you know, did you know in Germany...
Or trying to look young and have a skateboard and just dropped in and busted his ankle and his thumb. And
it's possible. He's given up on looking young now. He's been going bald some time now. He shaved it all off.
Anyway, so he's trying to look brainy.
Yeah. Okay. He broke his thumb, so the album Screws was compositions made for nine fingers. Nine-finger piano player. Now, this one. Cool. This one has kind of a backstory. In East Germany.
Wouldn't that suck if you were like if you had nine fingers and somebody bought you that album and went, come on. No excuse now.
Now you just feel lazy.
Come on, he can do it.
Now, Nils Fram hired a studio space in what was called the Funk House in the former East Berlin. Now, before you get excited about being the Funk House, funk in German means radio.
And right, I was going to say the Funk House, it does lend itself to being, it's a big talk up, isn't it? We're going to the Funk House.
Oh, owie, George Clinton, is he going to be there?
I'm going to wear clothes made out of butter. Ow!
So the Funk House was built in the 1950s when it was still the German Democratic DDR.
Yep.
Soviet.
So neat fun.
Yeah, so they built this gigantic complex called the Funk House, and they decided it was built for the whole of their radio and TV industry. And it was full of, like, amazing spaces and studios where they'd record symphony orchestras, they'd record soap operas. It's huge. Yeah. And there's
not too dissimilar to that building in Shortland Street.
Yes, on a gigantic scale.
Yeah. Yeah. The TVNZ used to be in. There's some crazy machines in there. Woo.
Oh, that used to be NZBC.
Yeah, that's right.
So Funk House now, there's performance space in there and there's a lot of studios. There's even like big studios which people like Sting have recorded records in. Don't know why they let him in, but they did.
Sting.
Nils Fram now has...
There'd be an interesting dichotomy, but interesting paradox. If Sting came up here, wouldn't it? Sting's at the desk. No one'd care. Most people would go, who? Who?
I'd want him to sign the cover of my Quadrophenia soundtrack album. That's him on the front of that.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, do you want to have a look at what Nils Fram has rebuilt the studio from scratch?
I had a look at these amazing studio pictures in here. But this picture sort of too has got a typewriter mic'd up.
That's right.
It's got a miniature piano mic'd up. And it's but it looks very beautiful, very stark, and very... It's the sort of album that I'm not looking at it. Just from what I've seen so far, it's not a party album.
No, you would think, right?
You would think. What do you got for us?
Well, have we got a Kaleidoscope lined up? Now, let's start with Kaleidoscope. Now, Nils Fram, even though he's known as neoclassical, he's bridged the gap with what people would call European electronic music. And not in a sense of...
Oh, sorry, for a second, I thought you meant European electronic music. But no. Version.
No, I'm not talking about Stockhausen kind of stuff. Anyway... This takes a bit to start, but you mentioned that miniature piano.
Yes.
He bought that for 50 euros in Finland.
It's not cheap. 50 euros isn't cheap.
And decided he liked it better than his grand piano.
Creepers, creepers.
He's really about sonics. In his studio complex that you saw in there, there's like heaps of big rooms, wooden rooms with woven horsehair on the wall. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, not good.
But for some of the reverb, he required to go to a well in Mallorca for its particular reverb qualities.
Just now, happens to be that Mallorca's quite a nice place to go visit to.
I know, usually I'd say that, but remember, this guy is quite a serious man.
Yeah.
But he's built his own pipe organ as well. And rather than just like using samples of it, he takes that pipe organ on tour in different road cases and has it, well, it can't fit it on stage, so he goes, it's almost like people think I may as well do it from samples. They can't see my pipes. But, okay, do you see what I mean?
Mm. It's quite cool. Now, that's stereo.
That's stereo, yeah. Now, can you tell the reverb, the difference between actual acoustic reverb and false digital reverb?
On what? On which sound?
If you listen, it's on quite a few of them in there.
Hard to decide there.
Yeah. I think if you had a really expensive stereo, I think you could tell. I actually can't tell the difference listening to it now. But he does, so that's...
I think that... And the oohs are real.
Okay, this isn't the kind of thing you're expecting from Nils Fram?
I didn't know what I was expecting.
Okay.
A guy with a little miniature piano and a hidden pipe organ. And with his head down a well.
When he too is he
parking his car outside the funk house.
The funk house. He most of the synths he uses are analog synths with a manual patches you have to move around every time. But I think he has a Juno as well that he takes on tour. I've never had the chance to see
him.
What
do you do when you go into a Nils Fram gig?
What do you do?
Yeah, sort of just.
He has a lot of things to carry around, I think.
No, but as a punter, what do you. Is this a sit down gig? It's a sit down gig, isn't it?
I've been watching some of the. He's just started a new tour now, and I've been watching some of the footage. From the place, he's playing places like the Barbican in London, you know, huge, big
visuals
and
that. Does a lot of visuals? No.
Well,
wouldn't want to take the.
It's not really about visuals. Okay. It's simply about listening to the music. You're not sold on this, Mike.
I imagine going to see something like this. You really have to be an audiophile to really dig it.
No, I don't think so.
To go and see it. I've got albums similar of the style that I enjoy and listen to constantly.
You've told me about those Vangelis records, yeah.
Sacred Spirit.
Yeah. So, do you want? Did you put that other one in for contrast?
I was going to ask. Can we get some contrast?
Have the contrast of this. The piece we heard was Kaleidoscope. This one here. I think this one is Forever Changeless, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay. This is probably more what you were expecting when I said Nils Fram, neoclassical.
Is that little piano?
That's the little piano.
Is it?
Yes.
G'day, little buddy. Cute little piano. Is that little piano?
Yeah.
Are you sure? It's an electric piano.
That's his little piano.
Does he play it with little fingers?
No, just his usual ones, I think.
What's all that wheezing and sort of creaking going on, do you think? It's like it's like there's a wooden boy playing the piano. like an old easy chair?
Yeah.
What?
I think you'll find that's just a percussive effect.
Oh, okay.
But so...
So he hasn't carved a wooden... okay.
No. I can't swear to it.
Some German musical Geppetto. One day, there will be another. That is simply gorgeous. That's cool. Really, really gorgeous. Well, that's called Forever Changeless.
That one is a new album from Nils Fram on Erase Tapes, of course. It's called All Melody. The CD is in store now. The record will be in next week because
heavy vinyl.
Oh yeah, heavy.
Good, heavy.
It's the usual Erase Tapes attention to detail. While you can't tell under the shrink wrap, this is gold embossing.
With real gold
on it. Probably real gold.
Maybe real gold.
Maybe. I just also want to say that. We restocked some of the Erase Tapes catalogue that people have been wanting to come back. There is a couple of other Nils Fram releases that haven't been around for a little while. There's some Ulfur Arnolds. There's, I think there's about 15 titles that I put down yesterday. So
it's a good time to go and peruse the records up there at Southbound.
Yes, it is.
All right then, Troy. Thank you very much.
Okay. That was, can I say one more thing?
No.
I'm going to say one more thing. If you want to peruse records with the loud sound of a rock band in the background, you could come on Saturday at 1 o'clock. The Salad Boys are playing in our shop.
Oh, tell us about the Salad Boys.
We're having Salad Boys on Friday, mate.
Oh, we all have the Salad Boys.
We're all having Salad Boys.
So much for Bart Simpson and you can't make friends with salad. Bullshit.
I think that was Homer, wasn't it?
No, it was Bart jumping around going, "Can't make me with sound." Oh, maybe it was both of them, actually. They were doing the conga line, singing the camp. It's one of my favourite Simpsons scenes ever. I can't remember the exact details of. Thanks very much, Troy.
Thanks.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes.